This is Jordan Seculo. Today on J Seculo Live, the politics of abortion in our nation's capital and in capitals around the country.
Will our daughters grow up with the same opportunities as our sons?
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old.
Will our daughters have the same rights, the same dreams, the same freedoms to pursue their own version of happiness?
I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
Live from Washington, D.C., J. Seculo Live.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I went home that day understanding for the first time that everything I had believed in was a lie, and that I had betrayed thousands and thousands of women. They had come to me and they had asked me questions and had hoped that I would give them an honest answer, but I hadn't.
And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to J Seculo Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. It's an election year. We're just months away now from a presidential race, of course, congressional races across the country, and the politics of abortion, not just in Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital, but in state capitals across the country, taking center stage as pro-abortion groups are making very bold statements about President Obama. It kind of conflicts with the image of President Obama from 2008 to now 2012, when many of you would call in, and we had a lot of callers say, I just don't think he's going to be a pro-abortion president. I think he's just saying this because of the Democrat Party platform or support from some of these abortion groups, but then he'll get into office and he won't really carry out any of their agenda. The opposite has now become true, and you see, Dad, from statements like NARAL working day and night to keep a pro-choice president in the White House.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. But you look at the statements and the language coming out of these pro-abortion groups. And let me give you, for instance, folks, the mayor of Grand Rapids, Mayor George Hartwell, here's what he called pro-life advocates, forces of darkness. This is what he said. Yet every year the forces of darkness seek to deprive women of health and education they need by choking off the funding to Planned Parenthood. He's now had to apologize for labeling pro-life protesters, pro-life advocates, as agents of darkness, forces of darkness. So, you know, the left is very quick to jump on statements that are made by those that are conservative. But when you got a statement like this, you hear anybody complaining? No. Unfortunately, he's had to change his mind because the people in Grand Rapids weren't too happy, especially the pro-life citizens, being called forces of darkness. But the politics of this are going to be huge this year. There's no doubt about it. And talking about that, folks, we want to get your view on how this issue plays out in your voting mind. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. And the issue of Planned Parenthood funding, Jordan, continues to create issues throughout the country. There are a lot of states now saying we've had enough, no more funding to Planned Parenthood. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, 10 states already, and it's over $61 million. That does not include Arizona. There are a number of five other states looking at defunding Planned Parenthood as well. So we will get to it's nearly, you know, $100 million of their budget. You know, this doesn't even include the reimbursements they get from Medicaid. We were looking at the numbers yesterday, and just to give you the full scope, over $365 million a year go through federal funding. Then that doesn't include the Medicaid reimbursements, which account for about half of the budgets.
Yep.
For all of these pro-abortion organizations, places that carry out abortions in the country, half of their budget's coming from the federal government taxpayer dollars and Medicaid reimbursements, so two times.
Yeah, and when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you the list of new lawsuits that are being filed by Planned Parenthood against the states. We want to back these state attorney generals, and we want you to help us do it by standing with us to stop this funding of Planned Parenthood and stay with these attorney generals for the various states that are fighting back. Go to ACLJ.org. You can sign on to the petition there. Over 27,000 of you have. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to stand with these attorney generals and fight back against Planned Parenthood. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
It is a battle that is sweeping across America. A national move is underway to defund Planned Parenthood, one state at a time. A growing number of states are pulling the plug on paying Planned Parenthood hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer funds. That's right, more and more states understand that providing millions in taxpayer funds to the nation's largest abortion provider is simply unacceptable. Planned Parenthood isn't taking this quietly. They're engaged in an aggressive campaign to challenge states in court and in the public arena to beat back defunding measures. The good news is the ACLJ is standing up to Planned Parenthood in court. And now we want to send a powerful message of support and encouragement to each and every state. The time to defund Planned Parenthood is now. Sign on to our petition to stop taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. So Planned Parenthood now says that they're about to file a lawsuit against Arizona because they signed into law a law last Friday that's stopping their funding. Planned Parenthood of Ohio says it will file suit if a bill there passes the legislature. Planned Parenthood has also threatened a lawsuit in Wisconsin. And the law has actually become a campaign issue in this recall that's taking place up there with Scott Walker. And on it goes. This is the nature, of course. We're fighting it out in Texas already. North Dakota, Pennsylvania, Montana, similar tactics there going forward. So this is becoming a national issue on a state-by-state basis. Now, we are actually in litigation against Planned Parenthood directly in Texas and in California. We are also filing briefs in these other cases. And, folks, what we want you to do right now is stand with these state attorney generals. We are saying that the ability for states to not fund Planned Parenthood needs to be protected. We want to file these briefs with these courts. We need you to become part of the team. Just go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to sign your name up there. We encourage you to do so. Let me also encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. You hear about all these cases we're involved in, folks. If you just go to aclj.org, you make an online tax-deductible donation, that helps us keep all of this work going. So I encourage you to do that. I'm going to be on Megyn Kelly's broadcast this afternoon talking about the Justice Department, both Fast and Furious, and the new voter ID lawsuits that they're starting to file, and this whole discussion that's taking place right now with whether Eric Holder should be held in contempt. So these are big issues with the Department of Justice. So, again, I'll be viewing on Megyn Kelly's broadcast this afternoon. We'll have that posted so you can view it online at aclj.org this afternoon. Jordan, let's go right to the phones. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
Sydney's calling in from California online, too. Sydney, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. You know, I can't understand how the Supreme Court could have adjudicated a right to privacy for a woman against the baby, where the ratification clause says in the year of our the 17th day of September in the year of our Lord 1787.
Well, they found a right to privacy out of nowhere, but they've taken this right to privacy and turned it into a mandatory right of abortion. And right now that is the law. And unless there's significant changes in the Supreme Court, we're going to have to be dealing with that. Now, we were able to win on the partial birth abortion cases, and that was some good news. But the end result is we got to be prepared to fight back now on a state-by-state basis. And Jordan, this is, you've been in Washington. We've got to deal with it congressionally at the federal level, but now the states are starting to act, and we've got to engage that one as well.
That's right. Arizona, the most recent, Indiana, Texas are already in federal courts of appeals, and we're involved in those cases as well, fighting Planned Parenthood in the courts and the Obama administration in the administrative law world because of the Medicaid funds that have been threatened to be withheld if Planned Parenthood doesn't get its funding. Planned Parenthood has got an ally that's tough to counter. You have to be ready for battle when you have the White House, the executive branch of the most powerful government in the world, in the United States, who is willing to withhold Medicaid funds, which is about makes up 20% of a state budget. So if they don't have those funds, imagine they're now, you know, about fit. They could be 40%. That's their budget in jeopardy because of what the White House is willing to do on behalf of Planned Parenthood. They will go to bat for Planned Parenthood in the courts. They will go for bat for Planned Parenthood using federal funds that the states deserve through those matching fund grants when they sign up to do the Medicaid program, which they all have.
And this is why, folks, you got to look at the life issue on multifaceted and multi-levels, and that's exactly what we're going to do, and that's why this litigation is so important. And we are filing briefs in all these cases. We want you to be part of that. We want you to sign a petition standing with these state attorney generals. Let's send a message to them that you want to stand with them. Again, just 877-989-2255. You can go right to aclj.org, an easy way to sign on, and great resources and information at aclj.org. We've got a lot of calls coming in, so we're going to try to grab a few more calls here before the break. Who do we have next, Jordan?
Don's calling in from New Jersey on line 5. Don, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Don.
How you doing, Jay? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just saying to your operator that, you know, if I take a weapon and go out onto the street and kill somebody with it, I did that by choice, but there's still law against it.
Well, right. But the thing that you've got to understand right now, and that's right, there's a law against it. Abortion, which is the taking of a life of an unborn child, is legal in the United States. Now, you can't do partial birth abortions. There are restrictions. But you know what's starting to happen? There's a grassroots swelling of support coming now from the states, coming from the people. And the states are saying, we're not taking our taxpayer money and giving it to Planned Parenthood anymore because they perform abortions. And you look at what's happening, this is a growing phenomenon that really has just taken off in the last 24 months. This is brand new.
Yeah, it's absolutely brand new. This is something, and these abortion groups, they know this, they understand this, that this is a new phenomenon for them to be dealing with. That now there are, you know, first the focus was getting pro-life legislators at the federal level. Now it's happened at the state level where you have governors willing to sign laws that have been passed because they've been elected members of their state house, the House of Delegates, the state Senate there, who are passing legislation to defund millions of dollars worth of Planned Parenthood funding and for all abortion providers so that they don't get funding under women's health care there, and it can go to other places. They've even gone so far in New Hampshire, an executive committee there decided we're not going to renew the contract. We're going to put it somewhere else. Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, vetoed.
Yeah,
the funding
was
of Planned
news.
Parenthood.
Big
and
news.
In North Carolina, where there is a Democrat governor who's pro-abortion, the state legislature there was able to overturn a veto to an extent so that there were funds that were not able to go to Planned Parenthood. It's a new boldness that the pro-abortion community is dealing with. Just don't forget right now, they've got a top ally to fight it. But they are billion-dollar-a-year organizations, and you have to be ready to fight just as if you were taking on a big business, a big mega corporation, because that's what this money is worth. They're fighting for their life. They're fighting for half of their budget, which is about $500 million a year just in the United States.
But I want people to understand also what the reason these state representatives are reacting the way they are. Justin Olson, he's an Arizona state representative. He represents District 19. They've got the law going forward in Arizona, just signed, saying, again, no funding for Planned Parenthood. Listen to what he said. The reason why you have to be very careful and make sure you stop the funding to Planned Parenthood, even when they try to say we're not using that money for abortion services. Take a listen.
Taxpayer dollars cannot directly finance an abortion, but what they can do is they can finance all of the other services provided by abortion clinics. And what that means is then there's more funds freed up for the abortion clinic to provide abortion.
So you see what this is. It becomes a shell game of sorts. I mean, that's really what happens here, and that's why you got to fight back. Hey, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want to know what you have to think about this. We want to know how this plays for you as an election issue. 800-684-3110. Again, I'll be on Megyn Kelly's broadcast on Fox News this afternoon to keep you posted there. We're going to be talking about the Department of Justice. Jordan, let's give a quick update on the Youssef Nardakhani matter. We got a lot of calls yesterday. We weren't able to take them because we were dealing with this other topic. On what's the situation with his lawyer specifically right now?
Yeah, we're still waiting for confirmation out of Iran on whether his lawyer has had to report to prison or not. 948 days in jail for Pastor Youssef Nardakhani. Now his lawyer is facing a 9-year prison sentence in the same prison where actually an accused Israeli spy was executed yesterday in Iran. So they actually do the executions in this prison. They have a court in this prison. This is Section 15 of the Islamic Revolutionary Court. In Iran, this is where the hanging judge sits, some of the toughest regime judges in the entire country. And so we're waiting to get confirmation because it's been a very difficult new change. Basically, the lawyer was threatened by Iran, but given one of those opportunities like this regime loves to do, to say, okay, you can go on national television, kind of renounce all of the work that you've done, similar to renouncing your Christian faith like Pastor Youssef Nardakhani, renounce all the legal work that you've done, admit that it was wrong to do, and we won't make you go to jail. The lawyer so far, Mohammed Dadka, has refused to do that. That's the latest report, which would mean he could be in prison as we speak, and we're doing everything we can to work with our contacts there to get the latest information to people. But it's become a very difficult situation inside Iran. This all in light of the nuclear talks that are scheduled to be occurring on May 23rd in Baghdad between, including the United States, the P5 plus one, and the Iranians.
Folks, I want to encourage you to stay informed and educated on these issues. There's a really easy way for you to do it. You need to go to ACLJ.org, sign up for the ACLJ Twitter, get Jordan's Twitter. It's twitter.com/JordanSeculo. I have Twitter as well. You can also be part of our Facebook. All the social media gets information to you constantly so you know and are educated and informed on what is happening. By the way, Maine has also signed a budget, the governor there, $400,000 not going to Planned Parenthood. That has certainly pleased pro-life advocates in Maine. So we've got a growing momentum here, state by state, and that's where I need your help. We need to encourage these state attorney generals and let them know that we, the American people, are going to stand with them when they stand against Planned Parenthood. We're going to file briefs. We're going to petition the government. We're going to fight back. But I need you to be part of the team. I want you to sign on to these briefs. I want you to sign on to these petitions. Simply go to ACLJ.org, sign on to that petition, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign up there. And when you're on ACLJ.org, go ahead and make an online tax-deductible gift to the ACLJ. Help us stay in this fight. ACLJ.org. Back with more in just a moment.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It is a battle that is sweeping across America. A national move is underway to defund Planned Parenthood, one state at a time. A growing number of states are pulling the plug on paying Planned Parenthood hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer funds. That's right, more and more states understand that providing millions in taxpayer funds to the nation's largest abortion provider is simply unacceptable. Planned Parenthood isn't taking this quietly. They're engaged in an aggressive campaign to challenge states in court and in the public arena to beat back defunding measures. The good news is the ACLJ is standing up to Planned Parenthood in court. And now we want to send a powerful message of support and encouragement to each and every state. The time to defund Planned Parenthood is now. Sign on to our petition to stop taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
broadcast, everyone. We'll be taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, and let's go right to them. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Let's grab as many as we can, Jordan.
Yeah, let's go to Michael calling from North Carolina on line 5. Michael, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Michael.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The question I have is, and maybe this may be a silly question, I'm not sure, but why can a state not say, I don't want to pay for this, and then don't?
Well, they have the right to say that. Here's the problem. Planned Parenthood has actually filed lawsuits and has been successful in one where they're saying they are entitled to those funds and you can't have an unconstitutional condition put on them, and that is saying that you don't want abortion services provided. But that's ridiculous, and most courts are going to go with us, and I think we ultimately win this at the Supreme Court of the United States. That's the problem here. Planned Parenthood is operating under this entitlement mentality, and they think simply because they're Planned Parenthood, they, you know, winner take all. They get to do whatever they want. That's really what they're thinking. And, Jordan, that's kind of the attitude they've taken in Washington as well, especially in a lobbying front.
That's right. And I will tell Michael this, something that's been done. We mentioned it yesterday, but I'll do it one more time. A number of states have already passed laws defining that they will not fund abortion through the federal mandated insurance exchange they've got to set up at the state level, that insurance will not include abortion coverage. South Dakota's done that. South Carolina, Arizona, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, and Virginia have all done that already, saying we will not have abortion covered in their federally mandated insurance plan. So to answer the question, yes, but we know that those can also spur legal action. And so we have to watch this very carefully.
Yeah.
This is all coming out of Obamacare, this new fight, because people are realizing that exactly what we were saying the whole time, this was like a bailout for the abortion industry. It's the top funding they've ever received now under the Obama administration. He's asking for more money under just Title X.
Well, you've got to realize also that there's a lot of states involved in this. I mean, we've talked about this yesterday, but you've got a lot of states that are at play here and more coming. I mean, you got, as I mentioned, Maine just added its name to the list. But on and on that list goes, and there's right now about 10 states in play. There's going to be a lot more, and probably I would suspect there could be upwards of 30 states that will ultimately say they're not going to fund this. But having said that, I think we got to realize that we're going to have to fight back and fight back aggressively at the state levels in federal court. But the states, you got to back these states up, folks. And again, we need to hear from you. Let these states know you're standing with them, no matter what state you're in. Let them know you're standing with them on the stopping the funding of Planned Parenthood. It's 877-989-2255 to sign your name to that petition on signing on all these briefs and getting engaged in these documents. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Let's go back to the phone to 1-800-684-3110. Matt, calling in with an opposing view from Iowa. Matt, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, how's it going today?
Good.
I'd have to start out by asking, is your objection to the Planned Parenthood thing, is it because of financial reasons or is it because of biblical reasons? Because from the start here, it basically sounds like everybody's more upset about the fact that they're going to have to shell out a little bit more money than it.
Well, I mean, I think the money runs into the issue, and that is if you have a moral objection to abortion, if you think that's the taking of an innocent human life, which is the position that we advocate and that I personally have and that the ACLJ advocates, to make matters worse then, you're having to pay for it makes it even worse. So it's both the moral repugnance of the abortion itself and the moral repugnance of being compelled to pay for something that violates my conscience. So does that make it clear, Mark? Matt?
I understand what you're saying, but you have to understand that, like, we're not going to end abortion. Like, back in the 1920s during the Depression era when it was illegal, my grandmother died from performing an abortion on herself because they wouldn't provide that type of thing back in the day. It's not going to stop it. You're only going to
you stop abortion by changing hearts, but hearts and minds. And there's been great success there. The country is pro-life. The laws are out of step with where the American people are. Now, the fact of the matter is, though, do you think you should have to pay for something that violates your conscience?
I don't think so, but I think we pay for a lot of things that we don't.
Well, okay, but you have the right to exercise your vote. You have the right to speak out on these things, and that's all we're saying to do. If you object to it, speak out. You clearly you take a different position. That's fine. But this is America. We could agree to disagree, and we disagree strongly on this issue without hesitation. I think it's morally repugnant, abortion in and of itself, and making me pay for it is even worse. In the sense, doubles. I wouldn't say it's even worse. It's doubling the angst that one has over this issue.
But you gotta absolutely think, folks, what
long term as well, though.
Well, what's long term? Do you think, let me ask you this question, Matt, do you think it's taking an innocent human life?
I don't think that it's nice to have to take a life if it's not necessary, but
okay, well hold it. Do you acknowledge that the unborn child is a person?
I to a degree, yes, but to another.
Well, what does to a degree mean?
I think that, you know, life, you guys say life starts at conception.
Right.
I believe life begins at birth, to be honest.
Okay, so then you're fine with, let me ask you if you're fine with this, Matt. A woman decides at the 8th month of pregnancy that she's having a girl, she wanted a boy, so she decides to go to the abortion clinic and have her baby aborted because, you know, she wanted a boy, not a girl. That you're okay with that because the child's not been born yet.
You can't abort at 8 months anyway.
That's not true, by the way, because there are doctors that perform late-term abortions, so that's not true. But do you think that would be okay?
On reasons of gender? No, I don't.
Oh, okay, so it's not on reasons of gender. What if it's on reason of I can't afford the child right now, so at 8 months I want that child's life terminated. Is that okay?
I think that if the child's going to come into a household where they're going to be ill-equipped to be able to take care of it, and
then just kill the kid.
Taxpayers again.
Yep, just kill the kid. Is that what you're saying? Just kill the unborn child at 8 months. Have you seen an ultrasound of a three-month-old in utero?
My girlfriend's an ultrasound technician.
And you can, in good conscience, you could say you've seen ultrasounds of an eight-month-old unborn child. You would say it's okay to have that child terminated because of a financial pressure.
If you're going to stick me to the line on it, I don't see that it should be any different.
Well, I think you're wrong. I think it's disgusting. I think it's a form of genocide. And not only is that wrong, but just think about what you're saying. You're saying take a life of an eight-month-old child, unborn, but who you know at 8 months they could live outside the womb, and terminate that child's life limb to limb in order to help ease the financial pressure. That's what you're saying. That end justifies the means.
Better that than potentially.
End of discussion. Folks, I don't have to give you a better reason why you need to stand up against the mentality of people like Matt and Planned Parenthood. Now, we do that in the courtrooms and the legislature, and that's why we fight back. And, Jordan, this was the perfect example of why we need aggressive fights on the state-by-state level.
Absolutely. I think that is the mindset, by the way, of most in the pro-abortion side. They don't really care. You see, you push Matt, and he doesn't really agree. The only thing he really went for was the sex-selective abortion, which actually Planned Parenthood has supported before and said it's not really a problem. The one-child policy, which is exactly what that's led to. The second, I would say, is that look at that, the push. You push to the eighth-month scenario. First, he says it doesn't happen. Then you correct it because you get this misinformation all the time. I've got Congressman Bill Huizenga coming up on my show today. He talks about this in the pro-life fight where you get misinformation, then you ask a follow-up question, and then they're on the defensive, but they're not budging one bit when you actually want to restrict something. And there it was right there from Matt.
All right, folks, you go to your phones right now. The phone lines are open for you. This is when you stand up and you fight back. You heard the reason why. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign those petitions at ACLJ.org and support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org with an online donation or 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.